Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I am Ross Bolin, and I am here with Dan Magister.
What's up?
And Dylan Chivalry.
Again with the second introduction.
Look, man, It's just whatever way they come to my mind, you know? That's the way they come out of my mouth.
I wish I came to your mind sooner. That's all I'm saying. But I'm still glad to be here.
Damn it. There's a lot to talk about. March Madness, NBA.
Golf.
I am dressed for golf.
Oh, yeah, you're going today. Dan. You guys are going.
Yeah. I'm not going with Dan. I'm not actually going to even talk to Dan.
Probably not even going to acknowledge that you're there.
I won't even see him.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be seen with Dan either. I will be going tomorrow.
But I will be there.
But not today.
We're talking about the World Golf Championships in Austin, Texas. The WGC, as it's known.
2 miles from our office, basically. It's very close.
Yes. At the lovely Austin Country Club. Going today. I got 1899 passes, whatever that means. But I know it makes me
Austin
more special.
Austin Country Club was established in 1899.
Okay.
That's why it's
called
that.
So, Dan will be with the peasants, and I'll be in, what I assume is a golden room watching these guys golf.
It will not be golden.
Well, I do sort of have access to a press pass, maybe, potentially. We'll see.
I'd rather have the 1899 pass, honestly.
Yeah, no, press is included in with the peasants. I'm like, yeah, no, that's different. Real quick, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com, where they've got everything from Yeti apparel and coolers to Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan and Costa, and now Vineyard Vines at manoutfitters.com to make sure you look great all the time as a man, because that's what men do.
And on the golf course.
Oh, we got tons of golf shit, actually.
Really nice stuff.
If you need some new golf threads for this spring, HitmanOutfitters.com. Use the code BDC10 for 10% off your entire order. BDC10, as in backdoor cover. 10% off your whole order. ManOutfitters.com. There's also an iTunes smartphone app and an Android app, too. So get those. Shop on there. Makes it super easy. BDC10, 10% off your whole order. ManOutfitters.com. All right, let's start with March Madness and men's basketball.
Sweet 16 starts mañana.
We get it. Your East bracket's ruined. Everyone doesn't have South Carolina.
Everybody exploded that last 2 days. But I started the first round with the best bracket I've ever had, and I went completely off of. I just copied what my wife filled out as her work bracket for her office pool. And she knows absolutely nothing about basketball, or, you know, even less than I do about college basketball.
Women, man, probably. Am I right?
But yeah, you're right, bro. But it worked for the first round. And I was psyched. I was like at the top of all of our, I was at the top of our real time bracket shit. I was at the top of the Grand X office competition. Not for long, though. Now I'm near the bottom.
Can I tell you how little I care about this tournament?
I'm going to tell you. Please do.
I haven't looked at my bracket since I filled it out.
Okay, that is impressive.
It might be perfect. I don't know.
It's not.
It could be.
Have you watched a game?
I've caught little,
that's a no.
Little at the bar? Pieces here and there
that's
at
just,
bars.
That doesn't count. That's just a no.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
I did watch some of the Duke game actually at home. Some of it.
I watched several games because I bet on all of them, and I think I lost every single bet that I placed. And I do this every March. Every March I'm like, fuck that, you don't know anything about this, don't do it, don't bet on these games, this is stupid, you're just lighting money on fire. And then I look at my bracket after like day one and I'm like, this is it. This is accurate. I need to follow these picks. And then I fucking chased. I followed all of them for that second round, and every single one of them lost.
Yeah, I had a rough weekend. How much are you down?
A lot.
Yeah, I'm down more than I probably should be.
Yeah,
I'm even.
My month is fucked up.
I'm totally even right now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I haven't placed a single bet.
I'm gonna be eating ramen for a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna be making excuses for why I don't have money for a while.
I'm pretty sharp though. The weed fund is gone, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit more on point. I remember last week, called myself out because, you know, I own my mistakes. I kept calling Lonzo Ball Lorenzo.
You make a lot of mistakes like that.
I do.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Yeah, no, that's.
But what I'm saying is,
no judgment.
It kind of fits the MO of our podcast, not knowing too bit, much yeah. about what's going on.
I also just assumed his one of his two brothers in high school were also on UCLA campus, so that was wrong.
Wait, I thought his younger brother does play for UCLA.
Not yet. No, he's a senior.
Oh, he will be next year.
He's committed.
This is why we never should have talked about this motherfucker in the first place.
No, we had to, his dad. We had
his
to talk
dad's
about his
awesome.
Dad.
LeVar's awesome.
His dad's my favorite person right now.
LeBron wants to fight his dad now. You see
LeBron,
that?
LeBron, stay out of it, man.
Dude, that LeBron's response was too hardcore. Like,
what did he say? I missed this.
He said something along the lines of, "Keep my kid's name out of your mouth. Now it's personal," or some shit like. It's just some fucking bum ass dad. Like, you don't need to even acknowledge.
LeBron
this
said
guy.
That. Wait, what did he say about LeBron's kids?
He said that his kids were better set up for success in the future than LeBron's kids are.
LeBron's quote was, "Quote: Keep my kid's name out your mouth. Keep my family out of your mouth. This is dad to dad. It's a problem now."
Well, dad to dad.
There's a few things though. First off, yes, like LeBron's kid is kind of fucked. Like,
it's like
Michael.
Got like three of them.
Right, but all of them. Like, they're never going to live up to their dad's name. It's kind of like Michael Jordan's kids.
Sure.
I mean, Marcus ended up playing at UCF.
The odds are against them living up to the hype of being LeBron.
That's
James
okay. You don't have to live up to your dad's hype.
No,
or live,
I don't,
live
I,
up to
it. It will, the public perception will be that we're going to follow these kids up until they fail miserably.
Right, but and LeBron's probably a better dad than Michael Jordan ever was. Just because, like, I remember during, like, his...
I think that's a fair assumption.
His Hall of Fame speech, I think he even said, like, "I feel bad for my children because they'll just never live up to my success."
Well, I mean, that was in Jordan's speech. He's a degenerate. He's always been a degenerate.
Which we kind of love.
No, not kind of. I that's, like, my favorite thing about him. More than... It's awesome that the greatest basketball player of all time is a gambling degenerate...
Like, competitive dick to
psycho.
Everyone.
Psycho, yeah.
But you kind of have to be wired that way to an extent.
Sure.
And that's like an old school mentality compared to the new school mentality, LeBron. And we'll get into that a little bit later when we talk NBA.
Will we?
Yeah, it's a nice little segue.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What were we supposed to be talking about? College basketball.
College basketball.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's even in this tournament still?
Another thing, too, I do love about the LeVar Ball story is Charles Barkley wearing the opposite jersey of whoever's playing UCLA.
Yeah.
Like the first round he wore the Kent State jersey.
I love that we've...
This guy's getting in a lot of big-name domes right now.
Like, he is.
He's ruffling some serious feathers.
You got to give him that.
Lonzo, he's making waves.
Lonzo's balling right now, not to...
That kid's good.
No pun intended, but...
His dad's crazy. His kid's good.
Kind of.
How annoyed his kids are by all this.
They seem to be unfazed.
Dude, SVP like went in on this dude last night and said basically like... It was super dramatic. Again, it was as dramatic as LeBron's response was to this guy talking about his kids. Also, keep my name out your mouth. Keep my family out your mouth. Saying that whole phrase is just weird and bad. It needs to be retired. Keep anything in your mouth. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah.
Keep my family out of your mouth.
I wouldn't necessarily go there.
I'm not going there. I'm just suggesting that I don't like the phrase.
Him talking about LeBron's kids is a bullshit move, though. But LeBron shouldn't have acknowledged it in the way that he did. That's my point. He shouldn't have acknowledged it the way he did, because it's just some guy's dad. Like,
right,
some
like
college kid's dad.
Right, player in the league that says some shit about
exactly.
your kids, like, that's different. But this is just some
just
fucking
a crazy
guy.
Dad.
Right, he's just a...
He
just
is
a,
crazy. Let's get that
crazy
straight.
Black man.
He's crazy.
You know?
Have you seen Lonzo's shot, though? He's got a very unorthodox shot.
Yeah, it's very ugly.
Yeah, but it goes in.
All right, so who's in this tournament?
The tournament's gone pretty chalk other than the East bracket. So you have,
gone pretty chalk?
You just fucking
yeah.
love
what does that
saying
mean?
Chalk.
Chalk means, like, it's gone, like, the favorites have won. Like, you have Kansas, you have Purdue.
Is that a new phrase I've never heard
no,
of?
It's no, not new. It's not new. And Dan ran it into the ground last year, and then this year he's somehow using it more than he did last year. It's amazing. If you go check Dan's Twitter timeline right now, like, 95% of the tweets from the past 2 weeks use the word chalk.
Big chalk guy.
Anyway, keep talking, Dan.
But
who's in this tourney?
I mean, besides the East bracket, like you have Gonzaga, West Virginia, Arizona. Xavier's an upset, but Xavier is like they kind of like stick around like every year. You know, there's there. Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, and Oregon, and Purdue, and then the hottest team in the country, Michigan. UCLA too, and Butler.
Who does Baylor play? Is South Carolina next? Yes. Okay. I love Baylor.
Whose bracket is this, by the way?
Some CBS Sports.
No. Why are we looking at a bracket that's it's filled out all the way to the?
Yeah, this is confusing me.
Yeah,
I don't like this.
Just
yeah, I kept looking at the Elite
poor
Eight.
Poor producing is what it is.
Micah, get it the fuck together.
Come on, Micah.
As I like to say.
All right.
But
who do you have winning this thing? We don't have to talk about our brackets because
right.
They're all trash.
Just go.
Okay.
Fan.
Yes.
Just go champion.
Know, you don't even know what's on yours.
No, I had Louisville taking it all, and they're obviously not going to.
It's
going to
be.
Well, now.
I know. I'm going to change it the fuck up. Just chill out.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with. And again, I haven't watched a game, so keep that in mind.
I will.
I'm going to go with. fuck it. Let's go with the ball kid. I'm going UCLA.
Okay. It's gonna be Kansas. That's what my head says. My heart though, I wanna be with Jared at the bar when they win a national championship. So I wanna go Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. With my heart, but logical pick.
Who did they upset?
Villanova.
The one, yeah.
They knocked off like 33% of the country.
The few games in a row that really, really hurt me in my bank account were the Nova game, the Duke game. There was one other one in there. But neither of those teams were very good.
No, Villanova was good. I'm not going to...
I'm judging
the thing
them.
Is,
I'm
Wisconsin,
judging their whole team off one game.
Yeah, Wisconsin was not an 8 seed. They were
right.
They were misseeded. Like Minnesota got a 5 seed for whatever reason, but... Wisconsin beat them twice during the year. Wisconsin also made it to the Big Ten championship, but lost to Michigan, who's the hottest team in the country. So the fact that they got an 8 seed was kind of like a joke. And that
so
they're just
is
like
there
a,
no rhyme or reason. It's just this committee deciding what seed you're going to be.
Yeah,
based
pretty much.
On some, they don't have to have like a fucking mathematical equation that
like Michigan State was a 9 seed and Wisconsin was an 8 seed. Michigan State was awful throughout the year. Wisconsin was one of the like through. Until the end of the season, they were one of the best teams in the country.
Well, they fucked me good and hard.
And they're like, I mean, they're built for the tournament too. You have like seniors like Bronson Koenig who just have like giant onions. He'll make a big time shot.
What's the name of their center?
Hap, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy does not look like he should be good at basketball, but he's quite good.
He gets on the block.
And they have another dude too.
I want to make sure I'm right, Micah. It's Hap, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct. You are correct.
And then you got you're a big fan of your Nigel Hayes guy. Now.
That's the guy that I was all about, Nigel Hayes. Yeah, he's going to be in the NBA. Hap, probably too. He'll probably be in the NBA. He's fucking huge. He just looks like a normal white dude, and
massive paws.
Commits too many fouls.
His hands are like the size of your head.
But yeah, all in all, I mean, I get that it's tough because you blow one game and you've blown your tournament, but both of those teams, Villanova and Duke, both being 1 seeds, played like shit. That was
Duke was a 2 seed.
Oh, Duke was 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well. Still, yeah, like the fact that a single elimination tournament, you're basing like an entire season of like how leagues were. Like everyone's just saying the ACC is trash now, even though they're the best league in the country, like throughout the entire year.
Yeah, they got dumped on the social media.
North Carolina's the only team left of the ACC. The Big Ten wasn't that good all year, but now the Big Ten's back. If you haven't heard.
Yeah, I don't care who's back.
No.
Do we have to talk about March Madness anymore?
No, we can stop.
Does anybody have anything really done?
I've been silent. I have nothing to say. So
I don't either.
All our brackets are done. We've lost too much money. Like
we don't know.
Mine
might be perfect.
Shout out to Court Hastings, who is currently in first place in our realtimebracket.com. I'm sorry, rtbracket.com competition.
Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Hastings for naming their son Court. That's an interesting name.
C-O-R-T.
Court. I mean, it could be Courtney.
His social security number is 76953. All right, let's go to golf. As we said, the WGC is in Austin this week. It starts today, Wednesday morning. People are teeing off as we speak.
A little match play.
20 minutes away from tee time.
Is no.
9:30, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fuck out of here,
not 9:30?
Did you fill out your WGC bracket?
I did not because that is stupid.
No, it's not. Match play is awesome.
Yeah. No, match play is awesome.
Match play is cool.
Filling out a bracket for a golf tournament? What is this?
I'd be more excited to do that than I would a March Madness bracket, but that's just me.
What I like to do is go out there
And get drunk.
And bet on match play matchups, like, and having no knowledge about them really, or like how hot they are or cold they are going into it, just backing golfers that I've only heard of once or twice with actual U.S. currency. That's what I like to do.
See, Wednesday, we're going today. It's kind of rough trying to decide what group you want to follow because everyone's so spread out.
Well,
did you go last year, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, the move isn't to follow a group.
Yeah, following a group
the
is
move
a
is mistake. To find a spot and plant your ass and let the groups come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Actually, the number one green.
Do you follow
there's
13?
A concession right behind it, and there's also another green. I forget which hole it is.
That's where I'm going to do.
Real soon by. That's the spot.
That's the spot.
That's the spot to hang out.
That's the spot. That's where we saw whose girlfriend did we see?
Burgers.
Yeah, we saw Adam.
Daniel.
Fuck, Daniel Berger. Yeah. We know a guy named Adam Berger.
Is that the par four where like players were just banking it off the stands?
No, that's also awesome.
That's the back nine. Yeah.
That's a good spot that's a good to hang
actually,
out to.
They reversed the front and the back for this tournament.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with ACC, so
yeah.
But yeah, the front nine is now the back nine for this tournament. They flip flop, so it throws me the hell off. So number 10 is now number one.
Yeah, so I'm feeling like, you know, Patrick Reed over Brooks Koepka today.
Koepka.
Yeah, Reed's a big match play guy.
That's the All-American foursome there.
There's money to be had there.
Duffner's in that group. That's probably a good group to follow if you were to follow a group.
Skinny Duffner.
It's a cool format. And it's a cool venue for
and
a
again,
tournament,
And again, don't
too.
Follow a group. I don't know what you just missed there. That's a terrible move.
Yeah, Dan, get it together, man. That's just too much
pull
walking.
Pull your head
dude.
Out, Dan. Spieth tees off at like 10:15 or something.
Don't care.
Why? You're not a Spieth guy?
I'm not a Spieth guy, no.
Oh, my God.
I need to edge my players. Like, I'm a Dustin Johnson guy, obviously, and a Brooks Koepka guy.
Dustin Johnson doesn't have much edge except for he used to do cocaine.
He has a lot of edge.
No, he's the most boring interview on the PGA Tour.
No, he's just dumb. And
yeah, he's like a rock.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because
he's just a big, dumb jock.
There's a lot to him, okay? There's a lot to
okay.
him.
Okay.
It's a little complicated.
Look, man, you don't go to rehab for cocaine unless you've got layers and depth.
Plus, him and like Paulina Gretzky are hashtag relationship goals.
Give me some personality, though.
He's also, got, the he's rumors about him fucking all the players' wives on tour.
He's got to have something.
And about, you know.
You don't buy that, do you?
Oh, I buy.
And he doesn't really practice.
He practices.
No, I've heard like a lot of stories. He'll just go to the range. He hits wedges, like
practices
a few wedges, and then
nose.
He hits driver, and then he just, because that's all he has to hit, because I don't think he uses anything else besides driver and wedges, and just fucking goes out and does
his
thing.
He doesn't need a 3-iron.
No.
Sorry, I was thinking about Berger's girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're still there?
Man.
I can still see her.
So last year at the WGC, we were walking, and there was like this, you know, short little blonde in a fucking tennis skirt that,
9.5
didn't
probably.
Leave much to the imagination. She was incredibly hot, and we were immediately like, okay, she's by herself. She's like wandering around. We were like, that has to be somebody's girlfriend or wife. There's no way that's just a normal human being. It turns out it's Berger's girlfriend, who's been featured on TFM Girls at that point, now many times. But she just walks the course following Berger, watching him play by herself in a tiny white tennis skirt. She stands out like a sore thumb.
Okay, like every player's wives or girlfriend look like that.
She was the only one I saw out there, and it was ridiculous. But yes, golfers tend to have insanely hot girlfriends and or wives, but this was some other shit. It was the point where she was out there alone. She clearly wanted the attention.
Or she just wanted to watch her boyfriend.
Yeah, okay. So she's super interested in golf.
He pulled out of the tournament last year. Remember what happened to him? He was hitting up against a little rock wall.
He fucked up his wrist?
And he hit the wall with his club, like on his downswing, and just fucked his wrist up. He had to pull out. He pulled out. Get it? No.
Anyway.
Just me? Okay.
Who's going to win this?
I mean, these tournaments are always...
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
You know I'm a Spieth fan.
It's never the favorite that wins.
I'm going to pick Spieth because he's the local guy. He loves Austin. He played his college golf here. he's like the local hero, and it's just it's his time.
You know, I'm going to take a flyer on like someone like Tommy Fleetwood. Like someone random.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Jason Day won this last year, by
the
way.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Day again. Is he in this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if maybe he was hurt. I don't see his name on this.
Is Dubison around? Like, he for whatever reason, he always shows up to this tournament and, like, makes the semis or the finals. The French dude.
I'm going to say Jason Day or Zach Johnson.
Zeej. That's Dave's boy.
Team yeah. Zeej.
Zeej.
I hate that guy.
Zeej Nation. Oh, yeah. Everyone hates that,
that guy.
That's why Dave likes him.
God, he sucks. Yeah, I think that's why I'm starting to like him.
Actually, my official pick, Willie McGirt. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's ride.
All right, we're done with the WGC.
Well, hold on. So Dan, Jared, and Ross will be out there today.
Mm-hmm.
I will be out there tomorrow and Friday with Dave and Will. Well, Dave won't be there Friday, but Will will be there both days.
Nobody knows who that is. Who are those people?
Oh, they're my touching base guys.
What's touching base?
Touching base is the other podcast that I do for Grand X.
Oh, what's that?
We're going to try and record while we're out there.
That's a digital media company.
What? You're going to try to record?
We're going to try to record while we're out there. Micah will actually be out there too. Producer Micah.
Wait, how are you going to try to record?
We have wireless equipment, as you know.
How do you get this into the ground?
We're going to see if we can. We're going to be savvy. We're going to.
You're going to put it in your butt, aren't you?
I'm going to put it in my butthole.
You're gaping.
I can fit it. I can fit a lot up there.
Yeah, that's like a
all of the equipment,
like a trunk, storage,
our laptops, everything.
You're disgusting.
And we're gonna try to record. No promises, but the plan is. Well,
nobody gives a shit if you do or don't.
Oh yeah, they. Oh, people
nobody
do.
Gives a shit.
The people have been
no
wanting.
No promises.
It.
Like you're gonna break some kid's heart if you don't. Fucking
the people are wanting it. Maybe we'll interview Adam Scott. You don't know. He could. You know.
What?
You don't
maybe,
know.
Now
maybe.
You're gonna be interviewing.
You don't know. You don't know.
Maybe Justin Thomas just
you don't
comes
know.
Up to Dylan and is like, "Hey, I want like you have the equipment."
Maybe
let's
Burger's
go.
Girlfriend will hop on the mic for a sec. You don't
be
know.
Standing on the fairway trying to fucking interview people.
I'm just saying,
swinging
shit could happen.
Dude, you know what I'm doing is I'm taking my Snapchat spectacles out there.
Oh, you nerd.
Oh, shit. I wish they didn't make you look like a lady boy.
Those are cool, though.
They're cool functionally.
You know what?
Now, you look like a fucking idiot.
I think the yellow circles, I think that there's some kind of legality behind that. Like, oh, this guy.
Yes. And
this
they
guy,
flash. It's,
yeah.
It's so that people. It's
you
so
can't,
you
like,
can't,
secretly record people.
It's so people yeah. can't, like, it's so you can't, like, go into women's restrooms
yeah.
and, like, record
like,
them peeing and
well,
shit.
You probably can't do that anyway.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's to let people know that, oh, this motherfucker might be recording us right now.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be standing on the sideline of this tournament with those women's sunglasses on, just recording the shit out of stuff.
Micah just handed us headphones, so that tells me that the fucking wolf is about to call.
Follow me on Snapchat at WR Bullen. Yes, we have a very special guest. None of these are plugged into anything, by the way.
Yeah, you got to plug it in.
We have a very special guest known as the fucking wolf, who is part of the reason I lost a lot of money this past weekend because I followed his dumbass picks like an idiot, which I do not advise that anybody else do.
Here he is.
He's on the line already?
Yeah, say hello.
Fucking wolf? Can you, hey, fucking wolf, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. Hey, fucking wolf, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much. I have like 5 minutes.
All right, so. Let's talk about basketball, fucking wolf.
He's talking quietly.
Yeah.
He's like in the office right now. He's like hiding. Like,
are you in the bathroom right
he's
now?
He's under his desk, I think.
Do what?
Where are you, dude?
I'm in a conference room trying to whisper so nobody hears my voice.
Okay, give us what we need. Drop knowledge on us about this tournament. I followed your picks this weekend and got fucking crushed.
Bitch, how?
I don't know.
I took offense to that.
I put a lot of money on the games that you lost and not as much on the games you won.
Dude, that is the worst thing. You're like, all right, well, here's 10 games, but these are the three I like, and then fucking go 0-3. Been there a million times.
Are you a units guy? Do you like put a certain amount of units on certain games, or you just like evenly across the board?
Yeah, it's 100 across the board. I've never been a type of guy where I'm like 50 here, 75 here, 100 here.
Okay.
It's all 100 because if you like the game, I mean, it's going to be the same thing as a game that you hate. You're probably going to win the one that you hate more than you really like.
Yeah, that's
so,
– I mean, what you just described, you know, taking the three games you really like.
That's what got Bill in trouble.
It sucks, and that's, you know – my problem is that I usually play 100 as my unit across the board, but then I get excited and I'll like
get
triple
greedy.
That on
yeah.
a game, and then the next thing you know, we're in a situation like we are now where I got to sell something like a car
or a kidney.
Dude, it's terrible. And then once you start chasing, you're like, all right, well, I lost the first two games that I like. Let's load up on the last game. Fucking loser.
Yeah, this one's got to hit. Those first two didn't. This one, this is it.
Hey, I don't have any. My phone is vibrating nonstop, but I don't have anything in front of me. Name a game, and I'll tell you what side I'm on.
I'm not just gonna pick a random game.
Wisconsin, Florida.
Where we got? What is it? Florida minus 1.5 still?
We don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Yes, Florida minus 1.5. Florida is a much better team. The SEC is performing much better in this tournament. Big Ten's having a pretty decent tournament with Michigan State and Wisconsin and Purdue. And Purdue is my favorite underdog currently. But Florida minus 1.5, I think they will crush me.
Who do you have coming out of this thing on top?
Coming out of what?
The whole tournament. Who's going to win this fucking thing?
Right. It's wide open. I really just think it's Gonzaga's year. They've been good so many times. They have so many good players. Their point guard, he has three names, transfer from Washington, whatever. He's freaking really good. I love Karnowski, freaking big, fat-ass white guy, just freaking throws a left-handed hook shot. So love watching Gonzaga. I think they can win it all. But, yeah, anybody who's in the Sweet 16 right now can win except for Baylor. Baylor's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they they don't really have a coach. It's like a bunch of guys just running around out there without
– Scott Drew. Scott Drew's not
Guy Drew is such a terrible X's and O's coaches. He can recruit. And we know Baylor does illegal I hope nobody from Baylor's listening. But we know Baylor does illegal shit to get the recruits. But
oh yeah,
and that's how they get like Motley and you know all the NBA talent that they've had over the last 5 years. Just Scott Drew can't coach a lick.
I love that Baylor ended up being.
I think USC will win outright. I love USC. I love Frank Martin. He's such a badass coach.
Frank Martin is awesome.
I love that Baylor ended up being like one of the most crooked universities in the country. Seriously,
it's like Baptist University.
The private Christian school from Waco, Texas. Yeah. Just unbelievable.
In a period of 20 years, they had a program where one of their basketball players got murdered. And then they had the biggest sexual
scandal
that's been in college football in a long time. So pretty nuts. Sorry, Baylor fans.
They're not listening anyway.
Sick 'em. You know what this is?
Yeah, that's true. All right, I got time for one more question. I got to run.
All right. You got any good questions? I had one, but then we started talking about Baylor, and now I don't remember what I was going to ask.
Kentucky. Give me your thoughts on Kentucky.
I've been down on Kentucky. I always think they're just overrated because they always have the number one recruiting class. But Aaron Fox put on a show on Sunday. And, you know, if you have a close game like that, that can carry you to the championship. Malik Monk is a freaking stud, can score, shoot his ass off, and I love Bam. Bam's going to be a great NBA player. So, Kentucky, I mean, they can win it all, but I think they'll end up going down.
Do you have a take on Lonzo Ball's dad that we need to hear?
Dude, I love the Balls. Freaking awesome. Have three sons, and then all you do is talk about how great they are.
I'm love with it. You.
All right. With him. Riding with the Balls. What?
You said his name.
Fuck. Steve Alford is riding with all the balls in his hand.
You just beep that out.
We got to beep out your name.
Yeah, he said your first name, Wolf. We'll bleep it out for you, though.
Yeah. We got to keep the fucking Wolf anonymous.
Come get your boy, man.
Got to protect his identity.
All right, dudes. Well, I got to go.
Thanks, Wolf.
All right. Thank you, fucking Wolf, for joining us after abandoning us last week. Really made up for it with that stellar phone call. The World Baseball Classic is what we're going to talk about next. Now, I have no idea what this even is, and I'm getting phone notifications like every 10 minutes at night blowing me up about the World Baseball Classic. Well,
Team USA advanced to the championship for the first time. By the way, did you guys see Giancarlo, formerly
Stanton?
Mike Stanton. Formerly Mike Stanton, his home run the other day?
Yeah.
The fourth hardest ball ever hit that's been recorded. He absolutely pissed on
it. He killed the baseball.
It was like ascending as it went over the fence. It was ridiculous.
He mashes. The Marlins mash, but they just have no pitching. The Mets have all the pitching, but they can't hit. If they just combine teams, they'd be a super team.
Has Stanton been busted for PEDs?
No.
No. Yeah.
That guy's a he's awesome. Monster.
Yeah.
So they're playing Puerto Rico.
America is.
Yeah, they beat Japan, I think, in the semifinal.
They beat Japan in the semifinals. I haven't watched a lick but I'm all in. I'm all in on the World Baseball Classic.
Is this like shocking?
I don't know.
Are we upsetting a bunch of countries?
I don't think we've been in the Final Four in quite some time.
We invented the fucking sport.
Because the rest of the world's
this
really good at baseball.
This is our shit, man.
Yeah, but this isn't like basketball or like sports that, like football or anything, that sports that we would just dominate. The rest of the world is really caught up.
Yeah.
And even surpassed us to a point.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like half of the major leagues is Puerto Rican now.
Somewhere in the Dominican. Yeah.
Whatever.
But Puerto Rico, obviously they got a squad.
Puerto Rico. I can't roll my R's.
Wait, we still own Puerto Rico, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah, so technically it's America versus America.
Is it Costa Rica that we own or Puerto Rico?
No, it's Puerto Rico, man.
Okay, I always confuse the two. Shouts to those.
That's our territory, dog.
They're nowhere close. Like Costa Rica's Central America.
No, I don't confuse them locationally. I confuse them, ownershiply. Yeah. So, what else about the World Baseball Classic?
That's all I know. I've shared all my knowledge.
We're doing stuff.
There was a really awesome catch Adam Jones had.
Saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think he robbed
his teammate, his Oriole teammate, of a home run. Was it Manny Machado?
I didn't even know we had
Micah.
Like I didn't even know we had a tournament where we got pros out there.
Yeah,
all the baseball shit's always college kids, and I don't care.
No, it is pros.
I know. But I'm saying with the Olympics, it's college kids. This is actually pros. How do they?
Okay, there are some big names in this tournament, obviously, but is this one of those things where the big name guys don't show up? Like, is there like Bryce Harper? Is he out there, for example?
I don't think so.
Or
but nobody knows. No, we don't know.
I forget the guy for the Angels. Mike Trout. Mike Trout.
I mean,
is he out there?
Mike Trout is
maybe that's why U.S. has never advanced to the championship.
Mike Trout's the best, one of the best players to ever play the game of baseball, but you still can't remember his name.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not you. It's the rest of America. Like, Mike Trout is so underutilized and so undermarketed, in the game of baseball.
He's kind
of
boring.
Because he's in L.A. He's in the second L.A. team. He's in Anaheim.
He's named after a fish.
Yeah.
He needs to come home. He needs to come back to Philly.
Sure.
He needs to be a Philly.
But that's my theory on why U.S. doesn't typically perform well in this.
I think you could be onto something there.
But there are some ballers on that squad, though. We have some big names on the squad, but maybe not the biggest.
The question on this, the next bullet point on our outline is, will you watch?
I don't even know where to watch it. What channel is it on?
Who knows? Now, here's my question. Let's say we get to the championship.
It is a championship.
Let's say, we are in the championship, and it's tonight. I guess my question stands, will you watch?
I might watch it, yeah.
Yeah, after we get back from the tournament, I'll throw it on.
I'm going to tell you right now, there is no fucking way I watch this game. No fucking way.
You're not a big baseball guy, though.
I am a big baseball guy. Mm. I got Astros socks on as we speak.
Oh, wow, he really does.
Astros are good again, so I'm going to start wearing apparel.
Yes, exactly. That's how it works, Dan. You don't rock socks of a shit team.
That's the only
This might be one of those things I just get randomly emotionally invested in. Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah. I think if you get we haven't watched a second of this, but championship game, I think we watch it and we just tweet out minute by minute.
I think you got to take America either -1.5 or +1.5 tonight. Whatever the spread is, you take it.
Ooh.
I think that's the lock of the day.
They got to be the dogs, right?
I would assume. I would assume based on the fact that my phone explodes every time we win a game. You know how you have notifications set for news stations or whatever?
Right.
I mean, normally when I get it, it's a mass shooting or something. Every time my phone vibrates now, it's America winning a baseball game.
Micah, can you look up to see who's on the bump tonight for USA? U.S.? Team America? United States?
Just give us the whole
I want to see who's on the bump. That's all.
Who's going to be grabbing
the laces? Who's pitching for Puerto Rico, too?
Puerto Rico.
Micah says it's hard to find, so give us a sec on that.
He's on a computer, and the information can't be found because Where do you even go to look at this?
Google.
The Google machine.
Yeah, Google knows everything.
Well, while Micah looks that up.
We're going to toss it to a break.
Yeah.
We are?
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right. Bye.
The madness of March has arrived, and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. They have in-game live betting on every tournament game, plus a slick mobile site so you never miss a single play. At MyBookie, you can pick the side, total, or even hit it big with player props. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. Join now, and MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. That's right, if you join with $100, you'll get an extra $50 bankroll to play with. Use promo code BACKDOOR, that's one word, BACKDOOR, to activate the offer. MyBookie.ag, BACKDOOR.
Wait, what were the name of the guys pitching in this game?
Stroman is on the mound for USA.
Puerto Rico is starting Seth Lugo, who
the
apparently
infamous Seth Lugo. Start,
he was a rookie for the Mets last season. And America's starting Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays.
Toronto Blue Jay and rapper on a Mike Studd track.
That is very interesting, indeed. Let's talk about Brady's jersey being recovered after, first of all, two jerseys.
In Mexico.
I didn't realize, isn't that right? Didn't two get stolen this year in 2015?
Yeah, and I think they found like a pair of Von Miller cleats.
Yeah, something like that.
Same dude.
So this is just some
Mexican reporter.
Mexican reporter who's infiltrated the NFL locker room scene to jack paraphernalia.
He's just a klepto.
Now let me ask you this: do you know how he got caught? Because I don't know how they trace this guy down. How they track him down? How they figure out who he was?
They found video. You saw that?
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
I think Donald Trump put his best men on the case. The U.S. put some serious money into this.
The hardest Brady's part jersey, about stealing an item like that that's literally one of a kind is you have to completely erase your trail, you know?
But also, it's like you can't just get home and put it on eBay.
That, or even if he just wanted to keep it.
That's kind of my point.
If yeah. It's really
hard to disconnect from the item that you stole since it's literally a one of a kind item.
But if you're going to frame it in your house, like you're not just going to like keep it to yourself.
No, like, he's trying to get paid. It's worth like $500,000.
No. Even if he's not getting paid, he just wants to keep it as like a memento. Every time someone comes to your house, you're gonna show him like, hey,
let me ask
Tom Brady's jersey.
Dan, it's a stolen item, and he's gonna be in a lot of fucking trouble.
Have either of you seen the Thomas Crown Affair?
No.
Well, the most recent version of it is starring Pierce Brosnan. It's actually a remake. Fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. But it's about this rich guy. Pierce Brosnan plays the character Thomas Crown. And he steals, like, the most famous paintings in the world. Like, shit that, like, it's the same situation. You can't get home and put this on the internet for sale or whatever. Like, you get fucking caught.
You gotta go deep web?
So he doesn't go deep. He hangs this shit on his wall in his home. And, like, anyway, good movie. But, yeah, I mean, if you're stealing Brady's Super Bowl jersey, it's for you. What else are you going to do?
Unloading it in exchange for cash, this is my point, is that's an extremely difficult thing to do.
And
you have to completely disconnect
right.
yourself from the stolen one-of-a-kind item that could very easily be traced back
to you. You got
to
go on Silk Road.
Yeah.
You got to do something shady as fuck to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like stealing, you know, $1 million in cash, because cash is widely distributed. It's everywhere.
Well, you can track cash, too.
I understand that there's a way to track cash, but it's... This is very, very different.
There are some small islands off the coast of Malaysia where Tom Brady jerseys are the currency. Did you know that?
Is that one of the islands Adidas was trying to give away?
Maybe. I don't know. There could be a correlation. He's an Under Armour guy, though, so I don't know. But I'm just saying, you take this particular...
That's
you take
a ballsy thing to steal, man.
You take a Brady Super Bowl jersey to those islands, and you're the richest man.
If you stole, for example, the football that they, you know... snapped for the final play, that's different because it's a football and it looks like a billion other footballs.
True.
The Tom Brady jersey with the Super Bowl logo on it and the dirt from the game.
Sweat.
It's like, dude, that's hard. That's hard to unload.
Probably at least
you know
a little
what I'm
semen on it.
If you steal the Hope Diamond, for example.
Yeah.
There's only one fucking Hope Diamond.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, what do you do with it? You break it up into a thousand other diamonds and unload those? That might be the move. I don't know.
You probably just got to sleep with it under your pillow.
Because if you go to like some guy like, hey, I got the Hope Diamond here, I'm gonna sell it to you for like $1 trillion. You're like, I don't want the Hope Diamond on my hands because it's obviously a stolen thing. Y'all feel me?
I'm just amazed that there's some Mexican reporter out there with the stones to repeatedly jack NFL players.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah, but so what's happening to him?
I don't know. That part I don't know. Pulled and shit. Man, that guy's suave, dude.
They apparently... Dude, he's like... Look at this guy. Look at this.
He looks very unassuming, too. You would never know that guy's a thief.
We're watching the video right now, and he's just sneaky.
He's like in his 50s.
Now, here's another thing.
Looks like your friend's dad.
Here's another thing you know about a guy like this. We're watching the video footage of this guy sneaking around the locker room, checking out cameras, like staring directly into the security cameras and shit, going to steal a jersey. When you're this guy... If this is a thing you've done multiple times, and now he's been caught, if you start digging through this guy's closet, I guarantee you he's got some skeletons in there.
Yeah,
you don't jump from everyday, law-abiding, normal dude to jersey thief extraordinaire.
Like I said, he had a pair of Von Miller Super Bowl cleats.
Like, this is a fucked up guy. He's probably done some shit. I would not be surprised if we found out that he had committed a murder at some point.
I don't think I'd go that far. I don't get a murder vibe from him.
But I don't get a jersey thief vibe
from him. Either. He's got a little klepto in him. He looked directly into the camera.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is a guy who gets a rise out of theft.
He doesn't even he's not trying to sell this on eBay. He doesn't want the money. He doesn't even want the fame. It's just to keep himself sane.
It's so he feels alive.
Yeah.
Now here I'll say this is the other amazing thing to take away from this jersey theft nonsense. The footage we were just watching, it turns out in a Super Bowl stadium, they're filming pretty much every square foot of this fucking place. Like, there are 1,000 different camera angles, like, scanning the field in every area of the locker room at all fucking times.
It's a ballsy heist.
Yeah. Like, they've got footage of people jacking it in the stands, for sure.
Oh, nice. Let's get that.
I mean, like, touching themselves.
Yeah, I got
sexually.
It. No, I figured, yeah. I got
and
you.
Probably until completion, if I had to guess.
I doubt that happened during the Super Bowl.
I'm just saying. I'm betting.
Okay.
Anyway, Adam Silver is extremely concerned with NBA teams resting their players towards the end of seasons, mainly as a result of the Cavs recently doing
throughout this. Throughout the season, the Warriors did it too. And there's a fun little stat I heard had Micah write down the sheet. 4 years ago, we had 19 rest DMPs. Last year, we had 146, so it's trending up.
Sure. Now, here's the thing. The reason Adam Silver sees this as a significant issue is his stance is basically like, look, I went and got you guys your money in this most recent negotiations.
They signed mega deals with TNT, ESPN for primetime games, and they're sitting out of these, like, the ESPN and TNT paid massive amounts of money for these games, and these are the games they're choosing to sit out on.
Right. So if ESPN has paid top dollar to be the channel that gets the Cavaliers game, and then the Cavaliers bench all their star players, ESPN's going to be upset.
Yeah.
Similarly, this is what the NBA guys always try to make it about kids. Like the kid who paid to go to this game to see LeBron play.
Fuck that. No. That's very, very valid.
It's not about that kid.
We pay for these fuckers' salaries. This is an entertainment industry.
I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm saying the NBA commissioner and or other dudes will try to pretend that that's what it's about. That's not what it's about. They don't give a fuck about that. They give a fuck about ESPN.
They do give a fuck about it.
It has a little bit of a butterfly effect, too, because like ESPN just had to lay off a shit ton of people.
Sure. So there's people's jobs at stake.
People's jobs at stake. And people, like, nobody, like, that Cavaliers game that was on, was it Saturday?
Right.
It was Saturday night. They didn't play a single starter, or I don't think they played.
They benched LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love.
But then I think a few other players didn't play, right?
Yeah, but I mean, nobody cares about
that. Yeah.
They went for the guys you want to see.
I totally get it. It cheapens the product.
For sure. Here's the problem.
You know how much it costs to take your family to a fucking NBA game? But it is not cheap.
The obvious problem is that, yes, okay, it is an entertainment product, and on that side of it, you for sure cannot bench your fucking stars that are the most entertaining players.
Just for rest.
But it's a sport. It's an athletic sport event. We're competing for
they
trophy.
Get paid very handsomely to perform for people.
Again, I'm just saying, it's not. You've got to make some rules and put them in place to avoid
exactly.
This shit,
okay, you get X amount of sit out games a
right.
year.
And you
don't
have to
abuse it,
them
or
X
you'll,
amount of time right. ahead of time,
or you'll have to pay a fine. That's another good one.
Because
announce it
that
2 weeks in advance.
That way, kids aren't buying tickets to games that they're play. The guys they want to see aren't even playing it or whatever. Like, there has to be a better way to organize this so that nobody's getting fucked.
The thing is, too, they sat out Saturday night against the Clippers, but then they all played against the Lakers. Like, it made zero sense.
It's a scheduling thing. It wasn't a...
No, it wasn't. They didn't even have that hard of a schedule.
I mean, I'm saying they clearly weren't making
like
the
there
decision
wasn't
based on... They weren't like, oh, man, we don't need any players against the Clippers, but we do need them against the Lakers. It was clearly based on their schedule.
I think this is a big issue.
It wasn't, because there wasn't any back-to-backs. There wasn't, like, it wasn't that difficult of a schedule.
I'm saying their coach or GM made the decision to rest those guys based on their schedule, not based on who they were playing.
And I'm saying there wasn't back-to-backs. So
I know, but it doesn't have to be a back-to-back for him to make that decision. Like, he could have, it could be based on some other shit, like who they're playing three games. Like, they thought that shit out.
I don't know. I don't really give a shit about, like, the kids that go to watch the games or whatever. It's just more of the TV, like, contracts that they signed, and they're just kind of shitting on ESPN.
Well, they want to keep their fans happy, too.
Yeah, but, like, the second the check, like, clears, they're just like, ah, fuck it. Like, we don't give a shit about our business partners.
Look, Silver needs to keep his game pop as popular as it can be.
Right.
That's part of what he does as his job description.
Yeah, it's the biggest part, yeah.
And when little Timmy goes to the game and to see LeBron, has LeBron jersey on, and you see, I don't know who the fuck they started in place LeBron, they don't go to see that guy. No one gives a shit.
No, that ruins Timmy's
I don't even
day.
Know his name.
That might ruin
Timmy's
whole
Timmy's
fucking
Timmy's upset. Timmy doesn't like LeBron as much anymore.
And to your point, for people who are saving money and, you know, busting their ass to save money to go to these games,
it's
to buy
expensive.
A ticket, and then you get fucked, like, that's, it is a big enough deal. To me, if I'm a poor dude who just worked three fucking shifts to save up to buy a ticket to go see LeBron play, and then LeBron doesn't play, I'm going to be fucking irate.
Exactly.
You better believe that I'm going to be pissed the fuck off and not watching the NBA for a while.
Granted, there is this, like, new wave, and there's a little science to back it up of, like, where rest on, like, back-to-backs, or, like, there's science behind it where, you're more prevalent to get injured during a back-to-back than like a regular game, so like rest makes sense there. And there's this new wave of like my generation who thinks like players need rest, like players like I'd rather
right.
regular season like the Cavs are clearly like a one or two seed. It doesn't fucking matter. As soon as they get to the playoffs, that's the only time it matters.
Here's my proposed solution to this. Every team gets to allocate X amount of like sit out days for their players. Each player gets, let's say, 10 or 5, I don't know, whatever. And I think before the season even starts, you say, okay, these are the days that we want to sit LeBron. And you don't have to sit him. Maybe they're in a playoff run and they want to, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to use it. Yeah. But if you were to use it, these are the days we're going to use it.
Do they roll over? Can you save them?
No.
No.
For every year.
Because you have to give the fan an opportunity to pick a different game before they buy their tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure there's some repercussions to that, like.
And obviously, you're going to back in stack those. Before your playoff run, they want fresh legs.
Yeah, I don't. There has something like that.
Yeah,
there has to be something.
It's
like
a problem.
That
I agree
Adam
with Silver.
Can do. Oh, it also should be noted that American hero James Harden refuses to rest. Doesn't want to rest.
Love it.
Says that he's a hooper, quote hooper.
He's a gym rat.
And. He wants to hoop as long as he can, as much as he can, until he can no longer hoop.
Well,
you know?
They have off, and it's from July to October.
Right, and James says that he wants to hoop.
Ball's life.
Yeah, but they were asking him like, "Hey, do you want to rest? LeBron's resting. Do you want to rest?" And I mean, the Rockets are locked into the 3 seed pretty much. Like, it's not statistically impossible for them to move to the 4th seed, but they're not fucking going to. And they can't. I mean, it's not statistically impossible for them to jump to the 2 seed, but they're not fucking going to. So they were asking him, you know, "Do you want to rest?" And he was like, you know, he gave a JJ Watt-ish answer, but I think he meant it though. He's like, dude, I want to play. I don't want to go sit down for no reason.
And I mean, Kyrie is coming back Yeah, I think Kyrie's injured. Kevin Love was coming back from injury.
And LeBron's old.
And LeBron
and
is just like
40 billion minutes
totally
of basketball.
I totally get why you want to sit LeBron.
LeBron doesn't have his guys tonight, so we're just not going to send him out there by himself.
And he's got more tread on the tires than anybody in the history of basketball because of how much he's played, counting Olympics and all the shit that he does, except that he's never done a dunk contest. Enough NBA. What else do we have?
I think that's
phone
all
calls?
We have, man. Oh, yeah, we do have some hotline have some calls.
We have a hotline called the Backdoor Cover Hotline where you can call us at 800-392-6344. Talk to us about your favorite team. Give us a sports take. Ask us a question, whatever it may be. Hit us up, 800-392-6344. Let's listen to our first call from this week.
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Alex from Dayton, Ohio. Got a couple bones to pick with you. First off, sorry to Rosemary. I'm going to make fun of your son here for a second. Because that idiot thinks that he can take a wolf in a fight. Wolf is a 37-mile-an-hour apex predator. They can't kill him fast enough in Alaska, so they're hunting him out of helicopters. You're an idiot if you think you can beat that. Also, their bite force is 400 pounds. Your hand will crush at 25 pounds. You'll like grabbing his throat then.
This guy's got facts.
Next bone I got to pick, every time you guys talk about the NBA MVP, you leave out LeBron James. I know I said I'm from Ohio. I hate all things Cleveland, except for LeBron James. Look at his stats. Look at how he's shooting 8 to 10% higher than every other guy you talk about. Look at how his points per game are right up there with the rest of them, if not better. Assists and rebounds, right there. And his turnovers are significantly less. He's not setting a record for turnovers this year. Westbrook and Harden have already crushed that. And then Leonard is 9 points worse on the court than he is off. Think about that. Realize you're all idiots, especially you, Dylan. Have a great day.
I will say,
let's address the first issue.
That is an excellent phone call.
That was the best call we ever got.
That was an excellent phone call.
Best call we ever got.
Well articulated. He has points. He had facts. He made some. He was just a good phone call.
I just made my day.
And you gave my mom a little shout out. She's going to love that. So thank you for that, Rosemary, Mom. We all love you here. Listen, you brought up the Wolf's speed. The speed doesn't matter. This is a head-to-head battle. We're not racing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think speed matters.
Speed doesn't matter. Quickness matters. Speed, like straight line speed.
What?
I don't give a fuck. We're not sprint. We're not running.
Dude, he just gave you indisputable scientific evidence.
We had a cheetah discussion. The cheetah speed doesn't matter either because we're not racing. This is a cage match, dude. He's not gonna get full speed on my ass. The bite, I understand. If he gets his mouth on me, I'm pretty much done. I get that. I will concede that point to you. My goal in this fight, and I'm not saying I'm going to win, like I'm not going to blow this wolf out of the water. I need to get my hands on his throat. And if I do, it's game over for the wolf. That's all I'm saying, dog.
There's no fucking
there is,
way.
I'm telling you.
Can't believe we're still talking about wolves.
Well, a guy just brought it up.
And to the LeBron point, like awesome facts you had. It's just fatigue factor. Like people are just tired of giving LeBron
the MVP. Oh, it's a
MVP.
Big part of
yeah,
it, for sure.
It's just people don't want to, like,
and you have a
once
guy
you
like,
win a certain amount of MVPs, then it's just kind of hard to overcome.
And you have a guy like Westbrook putting up numbers that we've have we ever
seen
numbers
like this?
Westbrook's
not going to win it.
No.
James Harden's going to win it. And here's the thing.
You really think so?
Yes.
This is not homerism.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm like he's going to win it this year. I don't think there's after the last couple weeks, I don't think there's any real question anymore. Even if Westbrook averages a triple-double, I don't think they cannot give the award to Harden based on the numbers he's put up. Yes, he's going to set the NBA record for turnovers. And that's because he tries the most absurd passes 15 times a night and turns the ball over. That's just the way they've allowed him to play, and it's the reason he's able to put up the other numbers he has as well. And when your team's winning as much as they are, who the fuck cares how many turnovers he's averaging per game? This is the first season that LeBron James has been in the NBA past his first couple years where I genuinely don't think he's any longer the most valuable player in the league. I think he's
the best player.
It's the first time
he still is the best player.
I think that could be argued now, and it's the first time that could ever be argued, and it's because of what Westbrook and Harden have grown into. And I mean, obviously, there's guys like Kevin Durant who's hurt, but any other year, I would say, look, it doesn't matter who they give the award to, if it's Kevin Durant, if it's Derrick Rose, if it's Steph Curry. LeBron is the most valuable player in the league. This is the first year where I can't say that. At the very least, I think it could be argued for a few other guys that are right there with LeBron, where in the past, I don't think that was the case.
See, I'm a noted LeBron hater, but I still think he's in a class of his own. Like, he's tier one. Everyone else is tier two.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is the first year that I don't think that's the case anymore. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who feel the same way you do, that he's still on a planet by himself.
But I just think it's simply a fatigue factor. Like, people are just tired of giving LeBron the MVP. They just want to switch it up.
Well, and he's just not having as good of a year as...
Well, he just laid it down.
No, he didn't, though. If you pull up James Harden's numbers next to LeBron James right now, they're not close. They're not. He's averaging like 3 or 4 less assists a game.
But that shooting percentage.
I don't know what it is, but if we pull it up, I guarantee you it's not enough to move the needle. And I'm not anti-LeBron. I'm since, he was able to make the switch from heel turn to villain to back to good guy again, he's the most entertaining professional athlete we've had in our lifetime. In terms of story arc, in terms of his ability, in terms of how entertaining it is to watch him play, he can still throw it down. He just upset the most hated team in the history of sports in the finals. It was incredible.
Most hated team?
I think the Warriors are up
not,
there.
Not even close. Maybe with Durant now, but last year, no.
I mean,
you're a Rockets fan, so
for me,
you have a
personally,
little bias.
Well, not really. I mean, it's not like they beat the Rockets any worse than they beat the shit.
I mean, the year before,
everyone
was pretty much on board with the Warriors. Nobody hates the Warriors really. Well, maybe this year with Durant, definitely, but like the last 2 years, nobody's hated the Warriors unless you're like Rockets fan.
I don't think so. I think it's everybody in the Western Conference. Then it's not like a Rockets fan thing to hate the Warriors.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're a competitive West Coast team, I understand not disliking them, but I don't think you hate the Warriors.
Oh, well, I hate them.
Like, as a country, I think the Warriors were pretty well-liked. Curry,
Maybe it's just a regional thing. Maybe it's because I only know Western Conference people for the most part. Like, all my friends and whatnot are either Spurs or Rockets or Mavs.
It could just be
a Western Conference bias.
Like, by far, the most hated team in the NBA was the Heat when they had LeBron, Dwayne, and Bosh.
Yeah, but I hate the Warriors more than I hated those guys. I fucking hate Steph Curry. I hate the guy. He sucks ass.
Did you see he got his first dunk of the season the other night?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, he can barely throw
it
down.
Wait, was his first of the season?
Yeah.
And last season, he only had 7, I think, was
his
stat.
He's like 6'3", 6'4".
I mean, the dude can dunk.
I don't think he's that tall.
He chooses not to. You know, it's odd that...
No, he can barely dunk. He has to have a wide open, like...
Yeah, breakaway.
Like a white guy dunk. Yeah, that,
he's
that's
half white.
He didn't have hops. That's okay. He has a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I mean, he's the best jump shot in the history of basketball.
I would totally agree.
Anyway, do we have another call? Let's get to that.
I just wanted to say that I've always hated Jared in the fucking Bone Zone because it's the worst segment you guys have ever fucking played in your fucking life.
Oh, she's aggressive.
But just to see him on Twitter thinking that Wisconsin's going to fucking win, and the fact that they did fucking win, he's the worst person in the fucking world. And I hope he gets run over by a train and gets his balls sliced off with a rusty spoon. Fuck you, Jared. Fuck Wisconsin. Go Cats. I'm very upset that they lost. Go Cats.
Villanova fan.
Wow, drag him.
Damn.
That was good a call Nova today. Girl.
I respect the hatred coming from
that
girl.
That was a Nova girl.
Dude.
Wow. J-Bone is a very friendly, likable character. And
is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
People love J-Bone.
I'm just disagreeing with you and Dan left and right. I think the Warriors and J-Bone are equally hateable.
Wow. This girl hates Jared.
Yeah. Well,
impressively.
Kind of understandable, though, after that Villanova loss.
Well, also just his, that was the most annoying segment in podcast history.
That's true.
It's been like 8 episodes since we did that thing.
It was the most polarizing.
Some people did love it.
It was like 3 dudes who liked it. Everybody else wanted to die every time it came on.
She said fuck about 15 times during that phone call,
that was,
which I respect.
As a guy who is a heavy advocate of the F word, that was a bit excessive.
You don't expect that from a mainline girl either.
No.
They're a little classy at Nova.
God, she is upset.
Yeah.
Great call. All right, we got one more.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jay from Pitt. I'm sitting here watching the Arizona game right now on Twitter. I came across your bet slips from earlier today. I just want to let you guys know that collectively as a group, you are the worst sports bettors I have ever seen. Dan, the fucking Wolf, and Ross, yourself, Vegas must love you guys, man. They're paying their whole salary off you.
Jesus, dude, don't rub it in.
That's kind of the charm of our podcast.
Yeah,
so.
I've had a like historically bad run since Vegas.
It's like, oh, listen, those guys talk sports. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I have too. Since you went to Vegas, we've both lost a lot of money.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true.
I mean, I can't argue with this statement. It's we are not. Do not follow us. Do not follow our picks.
No, I'm just smiling and laughing to hide the tears, guys. It's not been good.
I'm with you.
I need help.
Look, here's a little lesson for the kids. This one's free. Go to Vegas and look at the hotels there and look at the hundreds of millions, if not billions, that they spend on that shit. There's a reason why they're so successful. All right? You're gonna gamble and you're going to win and you're going to lose, but overall, you are not going to win. It is very, very rare for someone to be up overall in their lives more than they're down.
There's only a few professional gamblers, and even they only win 60% of the time.
Or ebbs and their flows, strikes and gutters, if you will.
Yeah.
But overall, you are not going to win.
And with sports betting in particular, it's tough because if you don't have the bankroll to battle through those ebbs, you're fucked.
And listen, your friends are going to tell you about their wins. They're going to because they feel good, they're fun, and they like to brag a little bit.
Nobody tells you about the losses.
They don't tell you about their losses, but there are losses.
I'm telling you about them.
That one's free.
If you follow me on Twitter, you know about my losses.
Shit,
man. I'm even on the year because I haven't placed a single bet, and I feel great about it.
But are you alive?
Yeah.
I feel great about
it. I'm down a shitload. But I feel alive.
Look, I used to have a kind of a gambling problem. I used to play a lot of online poker. I've told y'all about this.
Yeah, yeah.
During my losing streaks, it was some dark shit. I hated it.
But you were alive.
The losses feel worse than the wins feel good.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it could be argued that I feel better after a loss than I do after a win. Because at least I feel something.
Yeah, you feel something, and then you have a little redemption in you. You're like, I need to come back after
this
loss.
Right,
I need to
dig
myself out of this hole, like pick myself up by the bootstraps out of the gutter.
Yeah, it's gambling psychology is a dirty, disgusting thing.
I'm not saying. I'll tell you what. People, we don't know when to quit. We don't know when to quit when we're down or when we're up.
Oh my God, we suck.
It's against our nature to I'm done. I'm going to take my winnings and go.
You can't
leave
with
that. And
that
is why human nature will not allow you to be successful at gambling.
The reverse is the worst one for me because it's like, I mean, let's be hypothetical here and let's say I lost $10,000 this month. The part of me that knows I should stop because it's over is way weaker than the part of me that's like, fuck that, you can win it all back.
Yeah,
and the dumbass part of me is always going to win out every single time.
You're going to have a major comeback is what's in your brain.
Right.
You're like, it's going to be awesome.
Even if one day, like, let's say that I just lost my ass yesterday and that today I realize, like, dude, it's over. You need to stop. I'll wake up tomorrow and have somehow convinced myself of the opposite.
But that
it's
is
a new day.
That is so common. Like, you are the norm. Everyone thinks
I
that
know.
Way.
But it's just a matter of whether or not you actually act on the stupidity and the degeneracy.
Las Vegas is a city because of that human nature quality.
You know what I spend a lot of time thinking about?
Literally.
Is what my bookie is buying with all this money.
Oh.
Because this dude, like you were just talking about Las Vegas, how the hotels are what they are and how they, you know, clearly they have money that they're raking in from all over the country, all over the world, that they're building all these insane, beautiful casinos with. I wonder what my bookie is doing with all the money he gets from me, because he can't really, it's not like he can ball out all the time because the IRS exists.
Yeah. And
I wonder what he's doing.
If you have a week where you're just killing it and you're up $7,000, he's like, okay.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He's like, that sucks, but you know what? He'll pay me back.
Well, and there's some other dude down $7,000.
Yeah.
Who's paying for your fucking winnings. And yeah, he knows eventually you're going to cough it all up because you're an idiot.
Because you're never going to leave him.
Because you're never going to stop.
Yeah.
And the longer you go, the shittier your odds get.
It can be a dangerous addiction. I'm not kidding.
Oh, for dude, people ruin their lives.
People ruin families, man. It sucks.
That said, we need to legalize it.
Hey, MyBookie, yeah. Though. Log on to MyBookie.ag.
Yeah, no, that being said, we need to legalize it.
We're just keeping it real.
Quitting is for pussies.
Right.
And you're never down. You're never. You can be down, but you're never out.
Here's my advice if you're going to gamble. I know you're going to gamble. Here's my advice. Wager only enough to make the games interesting.
Here's the thing. I live my life by
My advice.
By a Rocky quote. Which when it comes
what?
To gambling.
Which is what?
I ain't hear no bell.
That's a terrible, terrible quote to live off. Live your gambling life off of. No,
Dan's
Dylan,
a Philly guy,
Dylan,
though.
There's an argument to be made that is effective for some people. That only gamble enough to make the games interesting for yourself.
Yeah, so it's more of a sport than it is a dependence on, like, money.
The problem is, much like, let's say, painkillers. I take two today. If I take two again tomorrow, they're going to be less effective than they were today.
I understand.
So when $100 is what makes the game interesting for me, then suddenly next week I need $200 to make the game interesting.
I understand.
Maybe the
exactly
week after
what
that
you're
is
saying.
$500.
Dude, I've been there. I know.
And then I'm just saying. Shit got real degenerate in here the past 5 minutes or so.
Which is good, because that's kind of what this podcast is about.
It's my favorite thing to talk about.
Hey,
we're getting back to our roots.
I think it's been a fun discussion.
And again, I'd just like to say I've never felt more alive than sitting on my couch with a dip in, knowing that I'm going to have to pay my bookie the next day because the game I'm watching is going horribly wrong.
And Full disclosure, I love gambling. I love it. It makes me feel alive.
It's the best.
I just know that it's not going to pay out.
I'm just thinking about how I just argued that I feel more alive after a loss than a win, and I just...
That's true.
That's so sad.
I'm sad.
I've never been happier like than I have been after this weekend. I lost $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's, dude, I'm right there with you.
And that's not like
you might need to go see a therapist.
That's
without.
Not, like, it's not good, easy money for me either.
No, we've never... It's not funny.
It's not
funny. I mean, it is funny, but it's just... Yeah, I don't really have any good advice for anybody.
No, if you have a problem, we're allowed to make... Like, I have a problem, you have a problem. We're allowed to make
fun of other people
with gambling problems.
Sure. Sure.
It's our thing, so...
I think we're done here. Follow me on Twitter at WRBullen. Follow Dan at... What's
Dan underscore Register.
Dan underscore Register.
On Twitter, and then Dan Register on Instagram and Snapchat.
Follow Dylan at D Shivery with...
13 E's.
Four non-consecutive E's.
Yeah.
Get on iTunes. Give us a review, if you don't mind. 5 stars, preferably.
Leave us a good review. We'll read it.
Check out the other podcasts in the Grand X Network, including Dylan Chivalry's Touching Base and Dan's
Inside
TFM. I have another one called
Oysters,
Clams,
and
Cockles. If you're into TV shows, particularly Game of Thrones. That's it. We're done here.
Bye.
Later. Peace.